Chapter 11. At the Barricades. What Marius didn't know, and Éponine hadn't revealed to him, was that although the house looked empty and deserted, it was not. On the morning that Valjean told Cosette that they needed to leave, Cosette fainted and hit her head when she fell, suffering mild concussion. Valjean called a doctor to the house, and he said that it would not be safe for Cosette to travel that day, as she needed to rest. Afraid that Javert might be searching the neighborhood that day, Valjean decided to stay another day or two and wait for Cosette to get better. He packed all their belongings, closed all the windows, and made the house look empty and abandoned, in the hope that Javert would not check there. When Marius looked through the shutters, he saw what Valjean wanted everyone to see, an empty house. At that time, Valjean was taking care of Cosette in a dark, candle-lit room whose windows were shut and whose shutters were blocked. Cosette slept the whole day, and Valjean started to become worried. In the evening, just as he was going to call the doctor again, Cosette awoke and slowly sat up in bed. Valjean was at her side instantly, filled with relief at seeing his daughter looking better.
"Papa, what happened?" she asked.
Valjean explained the events of the day to her, and the moment he mentioned their need to leave, Cosette began to cry.
"But I love Marius, Papa," she said finally.
"You love who?" Valjean repeated incredulously. "Who's Marius?"
"Marius Pontmercy, the man I love," said Cosette. "I must go to him."
"You're not going anywhere," Valjean shouted angrily. "You're much too young to talk of love like this, Cosette."
"I'm 20 years old, Papa," Cosette exclaimed. Then she touched her father's arm gently and said, "Papa, why are you so angry?"
"Why am I angry? I have got only one beautiful thing in my life, and now another man is stealing it from me. And I don't even know who he is. Who is this Marius?"
"He's a wonderful man, Papa," cried Cosette. "I know you will love him like I do."
"Where does he live?" asked Valjean, very worried.
"In the Garbeau building, the place we visited a few weeks ago," said Cosette. "His grandfather is Baron Pontmercy."
She had barely finished her sentence when Valjean ran to his desk and opened the drawer. "Where is my gun?" he murmured.
"Father, no!" Cosette cried. "What are you going to do?"
Meanwhile, Valjean found his gun and ran out of the house. Cosette tried to stop him, but it was no use. In tears, Cosette turned to go back into the house when she saw Éponine.
"I remember you,"
Cosette said in surprise.
"What are you doing here?"
"I am a friend of Marius Pontmercy," Éponine said.
Cosette's eyes widened in surprise.
"Do you know Marius? Please, please, take a letter from me to him," she said. "Would you do that for me?"
"Yes, of course," said Éponine.
Cosette quickly ran into the house and wrote a letter to Marius, explaining her sudden departure and promising that she would be in touch and find him soon.
"Please wait for me, Marius," she wrote.
She then gave the letter to Éponine, who went on her way. Éponine knew where to find Marius, but she wasn't going to give him Cosette's letter. She wanted him to believe that Cosette had left without any explanation. Then, maybe she, Éponine, could win Marius's heart. Valjean rushed to Marius's room in the Garbeau building, but there was nobody there. The landlady walked by and saw Valjean.
"Monsieur, can I help you?"
she asked.
"Yes, I am looking for Marius Pontmercy," said Valjean.
"He is not here," said the landlady.
"Do you know where I can find him?" asked Valjean.
"Yes," she replied. "You can go to the cafe where the students meet. They are the friends of the resistance."
Sometime later, Valjean approached the cafe. He saw a big barricade out on the street and a young man speaking to a crowd.
"My friends,
Bring your tables and chairs, barrels, doors and shutters, he shouted. We're going to build a barricade. We won't be defeated. We will fight against despots and their tyranny.
The crowd cheered and continued building the barricade. Valjean looked around and suddenly saw Javert tied to a post. A young man was standing next to him, holding a knife to his throat. Valjean walked up to the young man. Who is this? He asked. Oh, this is Inspector Javert. He was spying on us, the man explained. He was going to betray us to the soldiers.
Traitor!
Valjean shouted, furious.
Here, give me the knife. I'll take care of him.
The young man gave the knife to Valjean and whispered in his ear, Finish him off. Then he left. Javert looked at Valjean in resignation.
Ah, this is the moment you've been waiting for all your life, Jean Valjean, he said. You can finally get your revenge and get rid of me forever. Yes, I can, answered Valjean and put the knife against Javert's throat.
Then he cut the rope that tied Javert to the post. But I don't want to kill you, Javert. You were just doing your job, he said. Javert was confused.
You should kill me now, Valjean, because if I can, I will catch you. Once a thief, always a thief.
You are wrong about me, said Valjean. I am a man like any other. But take your freedom, Javert. You owe me nothing. Javert was amazed at Valjean's decision to release him. He couldn't comprehend it. It didn't make any sense. Suddenly, they heard a sound.
The soldiers are approaching! The soldiers are coming!
The rebels started to shout. Everyone quickly ran behind the barricades and hid. After a few seconds, a large group of soldiers appeared at the end of the street. Éponine, who had come to look for Marius, saw a soldier pointing his gun in Marius's direction.
Marius, watch out! She cried.
She jumped at him, pulling him down with her body just as the soldier fired. Valjean immediately looked and saw Marius. So this was Cosette's young man. He knew he had to save him, not for his sake, but for Cosette's. Marius fell to the floor, and Éponine fell on top of him. When Marius got up to thank Éponine for saving his life, he saw a strange expression on her face. She gave him Cosette's letter.
I'm sorry, she whispered in a weak voice. I wasn't going to give it to you.
She started to fall again, and Marius caught her.
Éponine, are you hurt? He said.
Marius looked at her coat and saw that it was covered with blood. She had been shot. Marius knew, with a deep sadness, that she had taken those bullets instead of him.
Don't be sad, Marius, Éponine whispered. Just hold me in your arms.
Marius held Éponine tightly. He felt her body relax, and her arms suddenly fell by her side. She was dead. Marius had tears in his eyes. Meanwhile, cannonballs began to land and everything was exploding all around them. A soldier shouted,
You at the barricades! Abandon your fight!
Never!
Cried a few weak voices from behind the barricades.
Then you'll pay for it!
Shouted the soldier. After that, there was a new wave of explosions. Valjean ran to Marius and shouted,
There are hundreds of armed soldiers and cannons. You're outnumbered. We must get out of here or you'll die.
Marius shook his head and replied, I will fight with my brothers and sisters, monsieur. If something happens to me, please tell my grandfather. He lives on... But the rest of Marius's sentence was drowned out by a huge explosion of cannons. And then everything went black.